All right, everybody, welcome to the Right on Cue Show. It's Tuesday, motherfuckers, and I was right. Yes, I was right. That doesn't happen very often, so we'll mark that down. I claim I'm right all the time, but that doesn't always take place. Everybody, do not forget, get your tickets now for next Saturday's Wine, Craft Beer, and Music Festival at Citizens Bank Park. Get your tickets at ballparkfestival.com. We will be broadcasting live from 1 to 3 on Fox Sports The Gambler. Irving Fryer will be there. Super Sam will be there. I'm sure Tree's going to be hovering around too, which is a good thing. We're going to make him a roadie so he gets in for free, gets sauced on us. Sack will be there. DLs will be there. And, of course, Slash and myself. It's an excellent time. It's fun for all audiences, too, if your kids don't mind watching you get hammered. But they can also run the bases, so you can get them really tired. By the time you all get home, you're ready to pass out, so that's fun. I don't even know where to start, everybody. Well, I'll start by introducing Super Sam Brady to my right. What's up, Sam?
Oh, you know, the usual.
Yeah, the usual.
Just the usual, just hanging.
You talking softly into the microphone? Yeah, got that. The usual.
Yep, the usual. There's nothing new going on in my life. I brought you a chicken parm sandwich today.
Actually, that's what Mike brought it.
Right.
Excuse me. I brought the chicken parm.
Hey, everybody, Mike Klemischka,
whatever you want, bud.
Brother, promote your band right now.
Cat 5, ladies and gentlemen. Cat 5 official on Facebook, Cat 5 on Instagram. All over South Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Atlantic City, everywhere this summer. Check us out.
You could be playing in the band room at the Princeton, huh?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, you know you hit big time when you're in the band room with assholes like me doing shots of Jameson like it's nobody's business.
Oh, yeah.
We got another guest coming in shortly as soon as he decides to message me. That'll be Rob Valivas. It was his 40th birthday on Saturday, so we're going to take him out. And of course, near and dear to my heart, one of my oldest and closest friends, Mr. Tree Murphy.
What's going on, everyone?
There he is. There he is. Bringing the color to the commentating right away.
You know what? Speaking of the Princeton, I think the last time I was there was maybe about 10 years ago, and the only reason why I know that is because I pissed my pants in that place.
Perfect.
Like a gentleman.
God bless you. I pissed my pants a couple times in your brother's old bar.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I don't know if you guys will find this funny, but I'm currently pissing myself as we speak. So,
understandable.
Keenan, Brian, what's up, everybody? Get that room rocking. Unhappy Gilmore coming in. There he is. Host of, look at that. One radio show, and he's big timing with sunglasses already.
No. I had a...
I know.
Yeah. It's a bad
look. Make fun of it.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, guys. Take over for just a hot second. Give me your not as sports minded as I am take on what the Eagles did.
The draft.
The draft. Yeah.
Listen, I have a ton of hope for this team. The draft was successful. I think that everyone's saying like, oh, Howie's so great. Thank God for Howie. I think that's a stretch. I think that's a little too much, and I do not trust him whatsoever. So I feel like every time we put too much faith in someone, it comes back to bite us in the ass.
All right. You know what? I feel you on that one. And normally I am the biggest negator of anything that Howie does. However, I'm coming in this season with a little bit more promise. You know, the first round, Jordan Davis. I haven't really followed a lot of college football in the past couple of years, but you know, Jordan Davis is obviously a stud. Trading for AJ Brown was phenomenal. Believe it or not, I don't know much about Cam Jurgens except the fact that Kelsey handpicked him.
Right.
So other than that, I mean, hey, I think we're going to take Dallas. I'm speaking into fruition. I think we're a step above Dallas. We definitely improved the team, and I think we have a really, really good shot this year.
No, and there was good prep work done. There was like preparing for what the next step is after we lose Kelsey, after we lose other players, other key players. There's definitely prep work happening, but this in Howie we trust crap not working for me. How about you, Mike? You got anything to say about football?
I just thought we hated that guy.
Exactly. You just
it's
made
a
my
point. Relationship.
All right, I was just getting Rob's Wait, Uber ride.
I want to hear. I want to hear what
Unhappy Gilmore has to say.
Adam, I was going to say I couldn't think of what. Okay.
What a name of a great show, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Great name.
So, I mean, you know, Jordan Davis. I mean, Q was all over it 2 months ago. Yeah, I thought that was fantastic. I told him as much draft night. So the trade with New Orleans for the picks, we put Jalen Hurts on the clock. And then double down on that with the draft, right? I think the trade for A.J. Brown was, you know, a lot to do with the fact that we have not drafted receivers well. Why the hell draft one when you can go get a proven one?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Right? And, you know, not as big as the kid from Arkansas, but.
Adam, real quick, and as far as being on the clock, also, with that sixth round pick of Grant Calcaterra, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is now on the clock at tight end.
Agreed. Yeah, you couldn't say that with a straight face.
No, I tried.
N'Kobe Dean falls down to the third round.
All right, so
I'm scared off by the size a little bit, but he plays really hard, and he's first-round talent that we got in the third round. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to argue with the pick. I'm with you, Sam. I'm not, like, you know, worshiping Howie. But, you know, we did well in the draft, especially that first night. I mean, my God, watching the reaction from you guys on Thursday night was just awesome. I mean,
my reaction never changed, though, Adam, if you didn't notice. I stayed exactly the same.
Well, the shine.
And thank you for your vanilla approach to this radio show.
Stoic Sam.
The shine on Diaz's head with every little thing that happened. Just
thank God I didn't show any emotion.
Well, then no wonder why she likes, she likes Brady. She's, you know, she's got the emotionless like Belichick, right?
There you go. There you go.
You like that meme I put up earlier today, Quimby?
What's
that? With the 29th pick in the NFL draft.
Oh, that was great. What the hell was that?
I tried to find the most disgusting display of a human. Yeah.
So I've been dying to do this. Yeah. First of all, I'm sorry. Get this out of the way. Shows brought to you by Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon, Diaz, Dave Bavuso, State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, and of course, MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Get your Floto on, baby. We'll talk about that soon enough. Advantage Health Plus, Premier Window Services, WeHateDirtyWindows.com, and of course, the Ludlam Hotel, formerly La Costa. And see how you need some bookings there? We're friends with the owners.
We'll see.
Plus, then you can live with Sam at in Seattle.
He's already going to.
It'll cost you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that place.
Well, it doesn't matter. I always sleep on the couch anyway. So, hold on a second here. Da-da-da.
Way to be on top of things.
Shut up. All right, talk, Sam. Honda Accord Hybrid. Yay. 7 minutes, Rob.
Oh,
I thought you wanted me to comment on the Honda Accord Hybrid.
Like I haven't been in one yet, but I think my
400 miles to the charge.
My mom's looking at them right now, actually.
So if you, and I said this to Mike and Sam before we went on air, if you told me last week that we were going to have Jordan Davis, I'd have been happy right there. Then you add AJ Brown. And that's essentially what your next pick was. And N'Kobe Dean falls to the third round. It's almost like, you know, the sun shines on a dog's ass every now and then. And it's also what I believe to be a sequel to the next movie.
That's incredible. That's great.
Great. So this is what you were doing all day today?
No, I did this 3 minutes before the show started. I just couldn't find a head the right size. So he looks a little stumpy. He looks, you know.
He looks exactly like him.
Yeah, well, here we go. So draft day two, baby, because that's what I was thinking. Let's go over the picks because in addition to, look at all that pollen right there. fun. I'm scratching my eyes this entire show.
But before you go to each individual pick question, I've heard it discussed already. I just want to get everyone
DJ voice.
I've heard it already. And just want to get your idea on this. So would you say this is the make or break year for Jalen Hurts?
It has to be.
He's got everyone that
The fact is he was chosen in the second round because he's second round talent. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that you're going to that we all know with this organization is that first and foremost, they want a stud quarterback. That's what they're looking for. That's the basis for their team. Then they go to the trenches. Then they go to position players. And then they go to linebacker. This is after special teams, punt returners, and kickoff returners. Water boy. Water distribution.
You sound like a big old choo-choo train.
I'm sorry. I hope Zach's in the room.
So, Bobby, did they ever catch that gorilla what escaped from the zoo and punch you in the eye?
No, Mama. The search continues.
The search continues.
Which
brings me to my next point, kids. Don't smoke crack.
Crack.
Nice.
Good pull. Good pull, Adam. I know there was a lot of fun made when the Eagles went and overpaid for a Clemson cornerback right after the draft was over. He got like a $240,000 bonus to sign as an undrafted free agent. And this is like double the Eagles have ever paid one of these undrafted free agents. And somebody, I don't remember the media outlet or the writer, but they go, and the Eagles got their man, undrafted cornerback out of Clemson. They overpaid for him. Here's the deal. There's a lot to talk about with this draft because the draft is a delicate element of your program, and it has to be cultivated properly, and I'm not quite certain that the Eagles have done that yet. The Super Bowl teams, all right now, Cincinnati, all right, Lamar Chase and Joe Burrows, all right, two best guys on their offense right now, without question, and both of them under rookie salary caps. So they have the money and cap space to go out and fill the positions they can and spend some decent money to get good talent. And that is still what the Eagles are suffering from. They've been suffering from a long 5 or 6 year period of shitty draft picks and not enough starting positions on the field being filled by players under their rookie contracts. That's the reason, oh my God, the Eagles, they need help at linebacker. Yeah, they need help at safety. Yeah, they need help at cornerback. They definitely needed help in a defensive interior. They're going to need a running back. Straight up. There's no doubt there at this point.
Well, you saw they tried to take Darren Sproles again at the end of the draft, right? 5'8", 197 pounds.
Yeah. I actually, Vice Sports, The Dark Side of Football, I didn't know there was an entire episode dedicated to the Eagles-Cowboys matchup. Oh,
wow.
I just saw it the other day. Pretty awesome. Pretty cool. But so here we are, and one of my selling points while I was proclaiming my love for Jordan Davis to the organization was that he fits the bill, and literally and figuratively, since you have $31 million locked up in two defensive tackle positions right now, he comes in and he's $3 million a year. If for the next 4 years, and he'll get a bump up from that in his fifth year when they exercise his option, because he will be one of the best defensive tackles. He's our next coming to JB, except he's about 50 pounds heavier and faster. So I like what they did from the standpoint of they went and got quality players. I like the Cam Jurgens pick. All right. Not because our assistant GM, Jason Kelce decided to choose him, but because he was sitting there. N'Kobe Dean was sitting there. Cam Jurgens was sitting there, and how he went. By the way, I think the N'Kobe Dean pick may have been a self-preservation pick. Because if he was sitting there and Howie didn't take him, everything he did in the first round, he'd have been completely ostracized.
You know what? I think I agree with you on that one. Hardcore. Because wasn't it a few years back that they started to adapt the idea of, instead of going for, let's say, position needed, they wanted best on the board. And well, I don't think they followed that last year at all.
Well, fact of the matter is they are so in need of almost every position that taking the best player on the board is the way to go right now.
Isn't that what I said during
the show? Taking the best player at a position of need, right? No matter what that is, the best player at a position that you need. And if you need everything, then you just take the best damn player that's sitting there.
Yeah,
dude, I was watching message boards and stuff and like Twitter and stuff when we didn't pick Dean in the second round, and people were losing their minds. How do you not take him? How do you not take him? And then he falls all the way down in the third. Jesus.
Right. So, well, let's go over the players. And I know this has happened. We're not going to go over Jordan Davis. I'm just going to say, yo, thickness, welcome.
Right.
Thickness.
Fucking mountain.
Jurgens. Did you see his little ranch workout on video? He was trying to block a steer.
What?
That was
what?
A steer, a cow. I'm not lying. Hold on. Let me see if I can find this. Cam Jurgens.
Michael Scott. So he's he was nose guard in college, but I think I think Q covered this a couple of weeks ago on this show. It's easier to kind of go from that to a four-down lineman where you're sharing responsibility at defensive tackle than it would be to go from where you're used to sharing the responsibility down to you're the only guy at the nose guard position. I think he'll adapt just fine.
Here you go, guys, just in case you haven't seen it for everybody's purposes. Enjoy Cam Jurgens' off-season workouts. So.
What did you do during the offseason? I wrestled a couple of steers.
Yeah, you know. Had my therapy puff adder with me. And,
Oh, you mean you went cow tipping? No, I put one in a chokehold. That was my offseason workout.
If the Eagles' goal is to have Landon Dickerson play guard, then this is a great pick. If for some reason that's not the case, I think this is a waste. But this guy was highly touted in the fact that he fell to this spot. Best rated center in the league coming out of college. I find that, again, McShay, you know, you're a good-looking dude, but you're an idiot. Mel, you're not a good-looking dude, and you're a fucking moron. But all these draft analysts, you know what they do? They throw darts on a board. Michael, I
don't think so.
I don't.
At
I don't
least
either.
Not right
but,
now.
But
it's just possible with Davis there now. But I mean,
well, it's possible with Reddick.
I mean, yeah, and Dean. And, I mean, you well, could.
I mean, you essentially could. You know, we'll see. There might be a lot of nickel packages. Lot of, you know, I bet you see N'Kobe Dean falling back in coverage a lot, man.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because you don't have a safety. But
does the size scare you at all? 5'11", 229?
What?
With Jacoby Kobe? Dean?
No. Yeah. No, what scares me is a 215-pound linebacker, which is all we've been doing.
Right.
And, you know, I'll take 5'11", 230. That's thickness. That's he's going to have problems against taller receivers, but he's not going to have a problem knocking somebody on their ass.
Yeah, and he's not afraid to do to run up and do
that. No, he hits like a fucking train.
He does. But I think that, I mean, it's some of the knock on him was that is that, you know, he is a little undersized and he goes in there and tries to smash everyone, and that's what's led to a couple of nagging injuries. But he missed no time in college. He didn't miss any games. So
I'm not worried about it. I like his body type, low center of gravity, thick in the legs. You know, he's going to be great against the run.
A steal in the third round. I think he's a steal in the third round.
I hate that expression, no brainer. But if there was one on the board, you wonder why Cam Jurgens, and I was just I was looking at Mike when I was starting to talk about that. I find it difficult that no other team, 31 other teams, maybe let's say 25, because he didn't get he didn't fall to the other six or seven teams that were drafting after us mm-hmm. in the second round. But I find it difficult to believe that this many teams in the NFL didn't need a center. I mean, it's a cornerstone of your offense. Quarterback is the most important player, but you got to have somebody to get him the ball. And we've had a long history of not having to worry about the center position. We're going on 20 years where,
magic guy,
huh? Well, no, he was on our show last year, center before Kelsey. Eagles center before Kelsey.
I know it.
Oh, God.
No, I don't.
Brain fart. But it's weird to see players. I think these two players, first of all, absolute steals for the Eagles. And it's good to see that they recognize that. At least they're starting to recognize that best available player thing. But how both of these players dropped to that number. How Nakobe Dean dropped, you were saying you were looking at the message boards, mm-hmm. and you can pull that down towards you a little bit more if you want to get. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm just lounging.
Well, you know, put it in a spot where you don't have to.
Well, I like to feel tall.
Well, I get you. Well, stand next to tree. Oh, no. It's my big opposite. But
Jamal Jackson.
Yeah, just
Jamal Jackson. Thank you.
Just pulled it up.
So yeah. Jamal Jackson was what, 8 years with us as the starting center? And Kelsey 14 now? It's
a long time. Yeah.
It's a lot of years to not have to worry about that position. And I wish we could get this back, but we kind of overlook the fact that we've had that type of consistency. Kind of like at the time we overlooked Bobby Taylor and Troy Vincent, and then were seated, and the torch or the crown was passed to Sheldon Brown and Lito Shepard. We enjoyed 15 years there of never having to worry about a cornerback. All you had to do was worry about who was going to compliment Dawkins in that backfield. You know, Michael Lewis, it's one of the strangest historical stories with the Eagles. Always wondered what happened to him because he came out of the gate firing, lasted about 3 years and went nosedive. But, let's do this. Take a quick break. We got very short songs, just enough to go get a beer. I'm going to play this tribute to to Glenn Rivers last night, whose bench rotation was phenomenal in the fourth quarter. And this might be the only time. He might only have two more times to go down I-76 this year to watch your Sixers, everybody. The Right on Cue show brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs, 484-202. 4842023656. That's 4842023656. The Right on Cue Show, part of the Green Legion Radio family and Fox Sports Radio family here in Philadelphia. We'll be back right after this.
Ladies and
all right, everybody. Welcome back on the Unhappy Gilmore Show. You're driving like a maniac. All right, that's enough fun for me.
Thanks for the support, guys. Appreciate
it. You got it. We're here for you, baby. Everybody, pee your pants now.
It's the coolest.
All right, I got the volume where I want it to be. All right, everybody, back on the Right on Cue Show. Part of the Green Legion Radio family and Fox Sports Radio family in Philadelphia. Make sure you check out AdvantageHealthPlus.com. Health care supplement for $7.50 a week. Even covers pet care.
I've been sitting here for 5 minutes. And
thank you. There we go.
We look cute together. What do you think?
All right. So here's the interesting part about N'Kobe Dean. I want to talk about this. Whether or not you think he's undersized, I think he's going to play big. This is a guy that was slotted to go in the middle of the round, middle of the first round. And I don't know if you guys are aware of the difference between salaries for that particular area. If you take pick 16, if you take dead middle of the round, compared to what a third round pick makes, all right, it's the difference between a total of a $14.7 million contract.
No way.
$8 million signing bonus at 16 or an $850,000 salary.
Wow.
No signing bonus. So
he's going to play with a chip on his shoulder.
He should be. Absolutely. There we go. A little better. I'd be pissed. I'd also try to find out who started all the rumors and get that Johnny Depp defamation of character lawsuit out. You watching any of this crap?
Is that defamation or defecation?
Yeah. Definitely a fucking idiot.
Right. Yeah. We'll go with that.
And fun fact for everybody, just in case you didn't know, we are exactly 6 months away, six months away from Pirates of the Caribbean, the first movie, being 20 years old. Oh, wow. Wanted an age check, everybody.
Yeah, that's great. Appreciate that, Kim.
I said age check.
So I was 20 when that movie came out.
Sure, let's go with that, Tim.
That sounds I should be older. But all right, I believe you.
I don't think I've ever heard a woman say I should be older.
I feel right. Like that movie that's came
first.
Out.
That's first.
I don't think I've ever had to tell you to get that volume up, dude.
Well, my you bad, remember everyone.
Lift the mic up. Tree. No, not by the mic, by the handle. There you go.
Life is a highway. All right, here we go.
All right, Tom Cochran, way to get it out. I'm going to start playing the eclectic from the 90s. Matthew Sweet, my girlfriend.
All right, I'm awake now.
Good. I need to get a beer. Shit. Let's go check out the room. Russ Taylor, Brian Walden, Jay Vagnetti, Keenan. Well,
thank you, Jay.
Get better. Oh, he's all right. Don't worry about him. I'm fine. He poked me in the eye. Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Vicky Valancourt, she showed me her boobies, and I like them too.
Because I'm a Virgo, I don't like confrontation.
Dude, that Vicky Valancourt line might be one of my favorites. And I like Vicky, and she likes me back. And she showed me her boobies, and I likes them too.
So good.
That was a good.
That was good.
Yo.
Wow.
Well, you've been practicing up on your Adam Sandler stuff, huh?
Imagine that.
It's kind of like the James Woods episode of Family Guy where he takes Peter's identity.
That's incredible. That was maybe the best one.
Awesome.
So good.
Awesome. And just in case you want to know, FXX, channel 1410 here in Philadelphia on the cable box, has been rolling seasons 1 and 2 of Family Guy this week, which are by far and away the best.
That's Comcast, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
this is the first two seasons before they got like kicked off and then came back all soft.
Right. No, yeah. They didn't come back soft.
Well, honestly, softer.
I'm a huge fan through about season 9. And then it kind of drifts off for me a little bit. Yeah. Seasons 4, 5, 6, and 7 are. I mean, you can't go wrong with 1 and 2. And it was when it's when you were still able to get away with certain shit.
Right.
Like, what was on the Y2K episode where they, you know, they find the Twinkie factory, but before they're looking and they're trying to find food, and Brian goes, "Wait, I spell barbecue," and they go into the news station and Tom Tucker and oh God, what's the girl's name?
Oh my God.
What's her name? Well, Tucker and the other female broadcaster are eating, and Tom's like, "I told you, I could cook. Oh my God, they're eating Asian reporter Trisha Takanawa. Do you know what this means? Yeah, they're gonna be hungry again in an hour." Wait, hold on, that's worth a pull. I wish I had more. A faster route to search for movie clips on YouTube. Trisha Takanawa.
I love to see how you tried to spell that.
Right.
T-O-K-I-N-A-W-A. Come on, baby.
Figures. The one time I remember my value club card. Wait a minute. I smell barbecue. So what do you think, Diane? Can I cook or what?
I'm delicious, Tom. I guess we should be eating her with chopsticks.
My God.
They're eating Asian reporter Trisha Takanawa.
That's crazy. They're just going to be hungry again in an hour.
All right, so N'Kobe Dean should be pissed. And, you know, if he plays beyond his potential, he can force an extension. We've also found that the Eagles like to do this. That's a Howie Roseman trick. You get somebody a year or 2 years before their contract is up if they're playing well and sign them to something that won't cost you $20 more million 2 years from now. So look to the it's an interesting – T.J. Edwards is still going to be your starting middle linebacker. All right, but you got Kazeer now. All right, you got N'Kobe Dean. You've got Sean Bradley, who, you know, can play. You got Hassan Reddick, who's technically a linebacker, who, you know, can drop back in that will position. Got a lot of options right now. I would like to see them acquire by undrafted or free agency another edge rusher, another DN. Right now, you're just a little bit short. I thought that was something that they were going to go for. I thought you already got Barnett. You've got Josh Sweat. You got Brandon Graham. You got Reddick. But Reddick is more like your Gennard Avery. That's the kind of position that you're going to see him play. But I don't know. Technically, they have the four positions covered. I just...
So not real deep.
And it's well, I mean, honestly, that is pretty fucking deep. Think about that. All right, Barnett, as much as we give him crap and as his production this year went down, also, you know, it wasn't just him. It was the entire defensive line, and that was with Brandon Graham out.
Yeah.
So yeah, now that, here's
– it was totally different when BG went down.
Now you have – I think you have your complimentary – Brandon Graham player in Hassan Reddick. So if one of them stays healthy, the entire line's going to be better. One thing that concerns me, and I wanted to throw this at you guys, what do you think Jordan Davis's playing time is going to look like this year with a Javon Hargrave who's getting paid $17 million this year, with a Fletcher Cox that's getting paid $14 million this year? What do you think, Mike?
I have no idea, Q.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. Those broadcasting classes have really paid off.
Appreciate you asking me first time.
Tree. Actually, I think he's not going to get too much time. Obviously, like you said, you're playing. You're paying Hargrave $17 million. You still got Fletch there for it. Is Fletch only here for one more year, right? And then he's out. Yeah, you let him sit. Let him get sort of, I don't, for lack of a better word, trained by, you know, your Fletcher Cox and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, you bring him in the next season. You don't want to risk him right now and things like that. This is like a training year for these guys. I think that's the same thing they're going to do with Dean as well. You know what I mean? He's coming on like. He had the injury, dropped to the third round. He's not getting paid. Like you said, he's getting shitty pay. He lost out about $14 million, not going number 15 or 16. They're going to let him sit back in the cut because we do have additional players in the next year. Hopefully after a learning session, jump back in.
That's how it used to be. So you're exactly right. That's how it should be, and that's how it used to be. This get a guy, throw him into the fire, and all of a sudden want him to be great. That's not logistical. It used to be get your feet wet, watch people play correctly, learn the game, and then go in and be a star.
There's General Manager Sam Brady, everybody. And
I hate everyone.
Well,
can I ask a question?
No. All right. But immediately following me, yes. College football and the transition to the NFL is different these days than it was in the past. When I believe, Sam, you're
my husband, my future ex-husband. That is the exact right example. Unfortunately, correct. That is the exact example we need right now. He sat, he watched, and he dominated.
Well, when I sit and watch, it's usually an entirely different.
You beat me by 1 second.
That's what she said.
I usually have to pay. But
I mean, the fact is, Jordan Davis's body is NFL ready. He's not going to get any bigger. If anything, he should probably drop a few pounds. So, Ja'Marr Chase, classic example. Micah Parsons, classic example. These are all players that are selected in that upper tier of the first round and are impact players right away. And here's the next question. Let's say Jalen Hurts' new weapon has opened up an entirely balanced offensive attack. You have the offensive line covered this year. It's Jason Kelce's last year, potentially. And the only real issue you have that you haven't done anything about yet is the secondary. You still have Avante Maddox and Darius Slay there. And, you know, two other players to be named later. In case you guys are wondering, the Eagles have to make a move at cornerback. You have Zach McPherson. He is their only other cornerback on the roster right now. That's coming. But if they
can... That explains overpaying for the Clemson player.
Oh, there it was. There it is. There it is. If they're able, they're not going to sign the Honey Badger. Okay, everybody. Tyrann Mathieu.
He's already signed with the Saints.
Did he sign with the Saints? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's going home.
Basically. So, if they're able to Band-Aid fix that position again this year, and keep this in mind, remind me to go back to what I'm talking about here with if they are able to Band-Aid that position. But keep in mind, everybody, this. If the Eagles addressed the safety and cornerback position in the draft and didn't address the linebacker, you fuckheads would be creaming in your shorts about wanting to complain about the fact that they didn't get a linebacker. All right, they covered the linebacker position this time around. They drafted two.
Yep.
Drafted two and signed a free agent. Howie's done everything that we've asked him to do at the linebacker position that I feel is within his power and maybe even a little bit more. All right, if you can get Kyron Johnson to be a serviceable player, all right, he was pretty highly touted out of Kansas. You know, I mean, not the pedigree program in college football, but, you know, pedigree program in basketball, so maybe he'll filter over. But there was no way every position that we needed was going to be addressed in this draft. It was impossible. All right. But they did knock out a couple positions that they had in need, and they knocked it out of the park.
No, absolutely. Yeah. But as Philadelphia fans, you know, we take the positive for about 10 seconds, then we jump onto the negative. And yeah, when you think about cornerbacks and our safety, the one thing that just keeps popping up in my mind, was it 2 years ago or last year, was just like when someone's running a post or they get juked on the side and they go over the top, and we got burnt every single game.
A double move. Yeah, we were
double move and stuff like that. And we haven't improved any of those positions. And I like Slay all day. You know, I like Maddox and stuff like that, but you know, they get burnt.
Well, you have to remember at the same time, all right, we were also not getting any pressure on the quarterback whatsoever. So
that should change this year.
That's going to change.
Absolutely.
You know, the double move actually takes a little bit of time, and if quarterback doesn't have that time to throw that right in the bread basket, well, that's what they're hoping for. I believe the Eagles' game plan from the owner down, which I'm still sticking to my theory, Sam.
And I still disagree with you.
Okay, good.
What's that theory?
That all these decisions, whether it's draft or free agent, are coming from Jeff.
Oh.
No, he thinks that comes from Jeffrey Lurie.
Well, specifically the attic above Jeffrey Lurie's garage.
And I'm saying...
I met Jeffrey. I sort of think the same thing.
Okay, well, I can be against both of you.
All right, so anyway, getting back to the... what if, and if they're able to band-aid the safety position for this year, and Jalen Hurts comes out firing. You're not talking about a team that won't make noise, all right? If this linebacker position, and the player that we're not considering most here is Kazir White, all right? This guy had 168 fucking tackles last year. That's Pro Bowl numbers. All right. 168 tackles. That was our Jordan, not Jordan, linebacker, Arizona.
Jordan Hicks.
Jordan Hicks. Yeah. Thank you. That's our Jordan Hicks. And in this system, you know, all you really need is a Nigel Bradham. With his piece. But if, in fact, his team starts making some noise, I want the kids to play. I want the best person to play out there, that can play out there.
Let me ask you this. Hargrave and Cox, these both expiring contracts?
Both. Well, yeah. You remember they released Fletcher and brought him back.
Right, and brought him back on the 1 year.
Hargrave was only here on a 3-year deal. And now that Alex is no longer with the team, Alex Singleton, right. I can tell you, I had a conversation with him over at the Winston. Winston's the old Third Street McFadden's, finally reopened, everybody. Tree was with me when I had this conversation with Alex, and he said that this is right before the playoff game in Tampa. He goes, hey, look, if Fletcher starts playing defense the way he's supposed to, instead of being a sack-hungry whore, now, these aren't word for word. All right, he put it very politely, but...
No, you're summarizing it perfectly.
You know, he was calling Fletcher Cox out for not playing the game the right way and just, you know, leaving the rest of his defense hanging and leaving Alex to mop up all the work by tackling everybody from behind. And I don't know, man.
Both expiring contracts, does one of them become trade bait?
For what?
It's an expiring contract. I mean,
expiring contracts don't. Well, I mean, you know,
it's not like the team trading for him would be on the hook for more than this year. You get a team that feels
what are you going to expend? What kind of draft?
You're not going to get much for either.
You're not going to get anything for him. You might get a fourth round pick if you're lucky.
Right. Is that an avenue that ends up happening to free up space for Davis to get more playing time?
You know what?
Do you think he just outworks one of these dudes and takes it?
Dude, have you watched the film on this guy?
He is a freaking tank. Did you see the picture of him standing next to his teammate And the little caption says, the guy next to Davis is 6'3", 315 pounds. Yeah. And he is just as gigantic.
I am looking forward to the photo of Jordan Mailata and Jordan Davis.
Holy, yeah, dude. Forget the Rockers combined.
The Jordans, baby.
That's like tugboat and earthquake.
Tree and Clemish.
We'll get a picture of that later we'll do guys. A photo.
Friendship.
All right, so let's talk about Kyron Johnson real quick. And I'll just read a clip that I had on this guy that I didn't include. Yay, me. Oh, let's see here. Way to go, Quim. There it is. All right. I had this whole thing in here. What the freak? I said shit on the air the other night, you guys. It was great. Player bio, a three-star recruit and all-district selection his senior year at Lamar High School in Texas. Gotta love Texas. High school football, Texas. Johnson got on the field immediately for the Jayhawks, playing in all 12 games as a reserve with 17 tackles. This is his freshman year. Coaches valued his athleticism enough to start him 7 times in 11 contests in 2018. 15 tackles, 4 for a loss with 2 sacks, 2 pass breakups, 2 forced fumbles. Johnson was a 12-game starter as a junior, posting 55 stops, 5.5 for a loss with 1 sack, and then received honorable mention all Big 12 recognition in 2020, 42 tackles, 4.5 for a loss with 3 sacks in 9 games, 8 starts. He was second team all-league pick as a senior, leading the team with 8.5 tackles for a loss with 6.5 sacks, 61 tackles, and tying for 9th in FBS with 4 forced fumbles in 12 starts. Athletic, man. You can, the first article that's going to come up on Kyron Johnson is NFL prospects. You can watch some of the video here. He's got a lot of upside, and he is fast as hell.
You love those Texas high school players, but not so much out of the University of Texas.
No.
Zero picks in the draft.
This is another short, stouty guy, 6 feet, 235 pounds. That's
a thick dude.
That's thick. That's thick. And keeping in mind, that's N'Kobe Dean.
An inch and 10 pounds, right?
No, an inch and 5.
No, yeah.
An inch and five.
Yeah.
All right. I like where they're going. Singleton couldn't weigh more than 220 if he's lucky. Now, you know, there's a position for him on the field. It's not middle linebacker. I'd like to see TJ put 10 pounds on. I don't know if he can do it. I don't know if his body would take it. But got a lot of complimentary pieces now, and it should prove to be interesting. But have you guys read up on our tight end selection?
Calcaterra?
I know nothing.
Yeah. Great. What'd you call him? Oh, Calcaterra.
Calcaterra.
Sorry, I'm checking in on Rob, who
is he lost?
Yeah.
6:30. So I'll be here in 7 minutes, so I'll make sure that he has to wait 10 minutes before he comes in.
The first thing I thought of when I heard the name
Happy Calcaterra birthday, Rob.
was the movie Sleepers, but that not quite the same last name.
So this kid started his career in Oklahoma. And, as a freshman in Oklahoma in 17, he played 14 games, caught 10 passes for 162 yards, 3 touchdowns. No, nothing great there. 2018, his sophomore year, he appeared 14 games, registered 26 catches for 396 and 6 touchdowns. He missed the majority of the 2019 season due to a concussion. Following the 2019 season, he announced he would be retiring from football due to suffering multiple concussions throughout his playing career. Did not play a single game in 2020, but after watching the NFL draft, he announced following November he would return to football and play at Auburn. Then he announced that he would play at SMU. 11 games, 38 passes, 465 yards, 4 touchdowns. Apparently the kid's got talent, but you got to wonder about this concussion syndrome thing already.
Yeah, that's a little troubling.
Now, he didn't have anything, any issues as in his senior year. He played every game. All but one. Excuse me.
Yeah, but is he one bad hit from being done, right?
Like, well, yeah. And
I mean, anybody, I guess anybody could be.
Or is he playing scared?
That's
does he play scared? That's a great question there, sir. Yep.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, 38 passes caught, 465 yards, 4 touchdowns. I didn't watch any film on him, but I think it's a great flyer in the 6th round. Yeah. There's not going to be any point in time where a team isn't in need of certain positions. But keep in mind, you know, right now your backup to Dallas Goedert is J-Jaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Keeping in mind, they let Jordan Howard test free agency. I don't think anything's happened yet. They brought Boston Scott back on a 1-year deal, and Miles Sanders does not like Philadelphia.
Right.
We got problems. Which is why I think everybody that comes out of Penn State's a cunt. And thanks for continually reinforcing everything, I believe. So at some point in time, you're going to have to address the running back position again. And they're not going to do it. I get it. You're not going to draft the first rounder.
Do we still have Gainwell?
We do, but he fell down. He fell down the depth chart after coughing up the ball.
Yeah, he put it on the deck too much. But you know what? Sanders does the same shit. And Sanders does it in some really bad spots.
Well, I get that, but you're not going to. You're not going to put Gainwell and Sanders in the same sentence and expect me to agree that we'd be better off with Gainwell.
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying they both put it on the deck.
Hey, Brian or Keenan, why don't one of you assholes come on the show one of these?
That's what they're talking about right now.
Right. They're discussing it.
Now they're going to sneak in right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Excellent. See, I'm reading the room. You guys are cute. you got to get a tight end. You're going to need a running back. I don't understand what is.
Why do they hate Jordan Howard?
Thank you.
Right. I don't get it either. I think it's more to what you've been talking about the last couple of weeks with the body type.
Wow.
Right? Like, they want the. Your Boston Scott, this you know, this oversized midget that we drafted in the 7th round. I don't know why they don't want the hammer. You know, there's nothing wrong with a little fire and ice.
By the way, how many fucking Jordans do we have on the team now?
I completely forgot it.
That's a good question.
You get a Jordan. You get a Jordan.
You've been waiting all day to say that. Here's the body type that we don't want any part of, everybody. 86 rushes, 86 carries for 406 yards, 3 touchdowns with an average of 4.7 yards per carry. Why'd you want that?
Right, right. Yeah, that's just terrible.
And a guy whose average yards after contact, his yacht. You guys better know where we're going. My ass is frozen to this yacht.
The golden toe.
My man. You didn't see a little bum with $100? I'm gonna find you. Leave you in Kathmandu naked, bleeding with no money. Dirty bastard. So 6 foot 224. That's Jordan Howard. It's a ramming device. Boston Scott's 5'10", might weigh 185 pounds if he's lucky.
Is he 5'10"?
No, he's more like 5'8".
Yeah.
I'd kill to be 5'8".
He doesn't say much, everybody. But when Clemish gets in here,
it's fire.
It is.
Fly ball.
Bleed fire.
You're caught.
They don't call him the best color analyst in the league for nothing, everybody. Take over, Monty.
I'm in the bag. Is Haywood a convicted felon? Well, yeah, he should be.
Well, he should be. This guy leads every major offensive category, including nose hairs. When this guy sneezes, he looks like a party favor.
This guy threw at his kid in a father-son game.
That's the best. This guy threw at his own kid in a father-son game. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. Rob's almost here. And I want to get him in. So I'm going to play a longer song. It's only 4 minutes. You guys hang with us. Right on Cue Show. Part of the Green Legion Radio family and Fox Sports Radio family here in Philadelphia. Brought to you by friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Check them out at MCSinc-PA.com. That's MCSinc-PA.com. We'll be back right after this. Right on Cue Show, part of the Green Legion Radio family and Fox Sports Radio family here in Philadelphia. We're joined alongside 40 Club, baby. The 40 Club. Everybody, welcome Rob Valivas to the show. What's up, Rob?
I don't look 40, and I don't act like I'm 40, so I'm good there. And you're most 40-year-olds can't hang with me.
You're absolutely accurate there. You act like you're 21, you look like you're 31, and you write like you're 12.
Listen, as long as I look like I'm 21, I'm good. I'll take it. I don't care.
Man, nobody laughed at that. I write like I'm 12 thing.
No, you're losing your touch in your old age.
Well, are you talking about grammar, or are you? I mean, like, I know.
What else do you think I'm talking about?
Well, I assumed it was grammar. He doesn't know where to put a dollar sign when he's writing a post. I did recognize that.
Sam, you haven't been.
I was
going
to let her finish and then just say yes.
I like that.
I'll be 40 soon, so I'll be joining your club.
You're getting there. Baby steps.
We're not going to spend too much time here. We're going to talk Phillies. We're going to talk Sixers. But real quick, Rob. What do you think about the draft?
I loved it. I will admit I was pissed off when they made the trade for the wide receiver because I wanted the linebacker, but it all worked out, so everything's fine. But the glaring elephant in the room is you can do whatever you want, but you can't put lipstick on a pig, so until we have a quarterback, I'm not going to be excited.
So you don't think Jalen Hurts is the answer at all?
You have a better chance of being a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts with the amount of open receivers he misses all over the field.
That's true.
So, yeah, so until we get a quarterback, then I'm in.
Okay, great. So moving on.
real quick side note before I forget, as I see the hot, crazy matrix on the wall, there's new, fresh videos coming out that go into more detail. So they'll be coming out soon. So I'll be looking forward to them from Dana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dana McClendon.
It was so funny. My dad saw the video for the first time. I was like, I know that guy. He's like, no, you don't. So I texted him and me and my dad started talking to him. So my That's dad funny. Got a kick out of it.
That's funny. All right. So I want to break your balls. Shocker.
Nothing's different. It's like riding a bike, baby.
Phillies are 2-4 against the Mets already this season.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep saying they're all right.
They are. What's their record?
12-13.
Correct. They also had the toughest record. They had the toughest schedule of anyone in baseball in April. So they're 2 games under 500. And they lost that third game, not because of the offense, because the bullpen was horrible, which is, for the main part, it's been decent. So again, you can't judge.
And the defense stunk.
To your 40 games in. So 40 games, if we're still in the same boat, I'll be with you.
That's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, Rob, are you a June 1st guy? You take your first pulse at June 1st?
Yeah. I mean,
45-50 games, somewhere around there.
Baseball is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You know, you can't panic. I mean, 20 baseball games is like one game in football.
Isn't that like 400 games a season or
162.
There's 162 over a six-month period.
Long.
Yeah. It's and long. The Mets are a good team. But they'll choke like they always do, though. So everyone just buckle up. They'll be fine. They're
yeah, just wait. Half their team will be on IR by the All-Star break. It'll be fine. Yeah.
They'll be fine.
I'm looking at the schedule here over the next 3 weeks.
I know they got the Rangers, and then they got the Mets this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you got a four-game series against the Mets here.
I think you need to start winning some of those games.
And a four-game set against the Braves at the end of the month, and three more against the Mets, man.
It's tough being in the beginning. It's a tough hoe.
This is a tough roll.
You know? If they can just go 500.
But you're not that. You're 2-4 against the Mets right now. And you're 1-3 against the Fish.
That's a problem. We can't beat them in Florida. I don't know what it is. You can't beat them in Florida.
We love baseball.
It's okay. Some people just can't mentally handle the game and sit through it and know all the moves, and that's fine.
I've been saying the same thing for weeks. It's kind of a smart person sport. You
know, it is.
All right, well, then let's move on. He got hey, listen. Titties await my completion of this show. I couldn't be any happier to get fucking done faster. Yeah, exactly.
I'm taking her home.
There he is. Get some. Get some.
Dreamweaver.
All right, Gary Wright. I got them all. I'm on fire. Bob, I can name that tune in one note. You like that shit?
I do, actually. That's delicious.
Well, it was reheated and heated and cold and reheated.
You got to take your dress off drinking that shit.
I take offense to that because I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Sorry.
Rob's not working with that kind of equipment, but we like where your head's at.
So. I mean, I'll take it on the table like the old days. Oh, speaking of that, you know, you took it out. That's depressing.
All right.
Pole's not there anymore.
Aside, no. Do you want it? Take it.
Depressing.
Do you want it?
I don't have room for it. That's the problem. I install it.
You don't have room for anything.
I don't.
Put it outside. Put it on the roof.
Put it on the roof.
Put the roof cam on. And everybody, it's summer season back on the Rob V Show, and here we are. The Sixers last night. Look, I get it. The fact that you were even in that game at halftime was pretty impressive. But I do not understand Glenn's rotation concept in a fourth quarter. And I don't understand why Danny Green, when you have an injured player like Joel Embiid or somebody is out, why he becomes the focal point of your offense in the fourth quarter. All right. I'm sorry. Even though James Harden looks like he's 80 years old out there, I'd still rather see him or Thibel or Maxey chucking threes before Danny Green. I don't get it. And he's taking every single one of them. What I also don't understand is why somebody's not talking to Maxey about his three-point shot selection. He's chucking them from 5 feet beyond the arc. Now, here's another element. I get it. It's a fun part of the game. It's the fast break. But if you have a fast break and you pull up on the three-point line and shoot and miss while you have no teammates whatsoever in the low post to try to get a board, I think it's a shitty shot. I think you go to the net, you try to draw a foul, you put the team in foul trouble, put players in foul trouble. More fast breaks, the more fouls you can get. I don't want to see more three-point shots, especially when you don't have anybody down low who's boarding. They were not boarding on either end last night. Now, I get it. You know, it. Joel's your guy there, but, I mean, come on. You still have a couple guys that are seven-footers in there that should be able to be coming down with at least trying. Fuck, the best time your best performance last night with the Sixers was when Harris was playing fucking center. Anybody?
There's one bright side to this whole thing. If they don't make it out of the second round, means Glenn's going to get fired, which means, get ready, folks, Jay Wright will be the new head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. Nah. And I know that from an inside source. So buck up, sit down, relax. He's going to be the next Sixers coach.
I keep going back. You brought Harden in to be Robin. Batman's hurt. Robin's going to take over. And he can't do it. It's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
Well, yeah, Harden always had a problem with stepping up on like big games, at least.
And you have a problem with stepping into the microphone.
I'm about to throw the microphone. To, like, get
That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you used to tell the girls. Get close, like you're. You know, I don't know what the guidelines on this show are, what I can and can't say.
Well, you can go for it.
Act like you're sucking a cock. That's what you tell. That's what you tell the girls when they talk to the mic.
All right. Speaking of your Batman and Robin routine.
We interrupt this program with a special report. Quahog is seeing its worst flu epidemic in years, due in part to a severe shortage of flu shots.
Let's go live to Asian flu correspondent Trisha Takanawa. Trisha?
I'm...
Thank you, Trisha. We now return you to Robin, Boy Wonder.
Oh, my God!
Hey, don't worry. I'm here.
Robin? They sent you?
Yeah, everyone else was busy, so they sent me.
What the hell are you going to do? You don't have any superpowers.
I got a cell phone.
That was hard. That was... Oh,
No bars.
There's James Harden in a nutshell right there.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, God. Well, what's the prognosis now? Is he back for game three?
Probably.
Is he wearing an orbital mask?
Probably. Yep. He should do it something like a Jason Voorhees mask, like go all out with it.
Would you at least decorate it?
Yeah. Put sparkles on it.
Make it fun.
Put an axe cut.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Seriously.
It would.
Well, I mean, it's the only opportunity you ever get to pretend like you're a hockey goalie.
Yeah. Just wear something different, unique.
I liked his old one, that it was dark and not just clear see-through that you used to see back in the day.
Oh, yeah. He looked like a bank robber.
We could bedazzle
him. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And
you could bedazzle it. Oh, God.
Brittany, what's her name? That's in Russia. WNBA player.
Griner.
Today, the U.S. announced that they now officially recognize her as being held illegally by the Russian government.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh, this is going to get fun, everybody. Yeah. Now that Putin's going under cancer surgery, and this other asshole who's crazier than him, who's in charge of the police, is taking over.
Lewis, the phantom of the process meets Zorro.
Nice, Lewis. Well, hang on real quick. Rob, take over. Talk about the Sixers.
With the political thing he was just talking about, here's the thing, okay? It's horrible what happened to her, but how dumb do you have to be to go into Russia with any kind of drugs on you? Can someone explain that?
That's exactly what I've said. Why are you flying internationally with this shit on you? I mean, you just – you're asking for it.
It's not like you're flying into Puerto Rico. You're flying into Russia.
Russia.
Jesus Christ. They're just looking to put Americans behind bars so you never see them again. My God. It's horrible.
That's it. But that's the exact thing. Why?
Yeah.
Why did you do it?
Why did you do that?
Not very
smart. Well, I've gotten away with it before. Yeah, well, guess what?
Time out. You remember, the ball kid. Was it LaMelo or LeVar in China?
Yeah.
Decided to steal.
Yeah.
And then was shocked when he got arrested.
And, right.
It's stealing China. Why don't you go to Riyadh where they chop your arms off?
Oh, dear God.
Oh, he's got a lightsaber.
I would have brought mine, Q. I didn't know.
I just want to remind everybody tomorrow. May the fourth be with you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing coming out. There's nothing coming out.
No.
I keep waiting on Disney Plus for something new.
Obi-Wan at the end of the month, right?
Is it the end of the month?
27.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I think it's on my oldest son's birthday.
And then you know the next day, Q.
I do.
Cinco de Mayo.
Revenge of the Fifth.
Revenge of the Fifth.
Come on.
Sorry.
Man.
My bad.
Who cares about that day?
I love that you just got up. Hold on, guys. I got to get my lightsaber.
He's always got props.
Seriously.
He's a prop comic. He's like Gallagher.
Mike also has a legitimate.
Wish I had that kind of dough.
Yeah.
Mike also has a legitimate lightsaber from the same place Q just
got. There's a
Saber Forge?
Yeah.
I went in there like this. I was so overwhelmed. We were in there 2 hours.
At least.
Yeah.
My favorite Star Wars is still my Medal of Yavin.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
What?
The medal up there.
Medal of Yavin.
Yeah.
Get the glasses out.
That's the one Chewie couldn't get, right? But I think in the last one,
they
finally
gave it
got
to him in the last. Yeah.
They made up for it.
Nerd talk, folks. Nerd talk.
All right. Let's call this a day. We've got titties to look at. Anybody wants to join us? We're heading over to.
Why he Deeds. Thinks he can do two things at one time. I thank you.
All right. I'm good with that.
Man, he listens to you. Man, a lot's changed. Holy shit.
Everybody, the Right on Cue show brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Right on Cue show is part of the Green Legion radio family and Fox Sports radio family in Philadelphia. Thank you, Unhappy Gilmore. Continued success on your show. I might stop in tomorrow, but I might also be completely hungover, which means I might not stop in at all. And I appreciate Mr. Clemish, bringing me some chicken parm today.
Always, brother. It's about time.
Appreciate that. Super Sam Brady, producing, running the room, keeping me in line. Rob Valivas, happy 40th birthday, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
And Tree Dog Murphy, of course.
Tree. A.K.A. Speed Bump.
A.K.A. You guys do look like a great couple with matching shirts.
Should we hold hands the rest of the night?
Yeah.
Do it.
You better put out.
Just Tree. Tell everybody you're a mariachi band.
Yeah.
It works right. In 2 days.
Tree plays the cymbals.
I want the Moroccans.
Lewis,
there you go. You get the Moroccans, right. He gets the cymbals. Everybody.
Appreciate you guys being here. And don't take the lightsaber to D's. I might.
No.
I don't think that'll. Is that metal? If it's not, maybe it'll get through this,
it's
screening.
Metal. It's legit.
You could put it in so many places.
So wait.
Wow.
So wait.
I said it. I said
like
it.
I like it.
I said it.
Before you even, I gotta ask one question. Since you both got it from the same.
You place. Should bring that. However,
are you telling me you guys actually built those yourselves?
So yeah, I'll tell you for both of them.
Yeah. I couldn't figure it out.
His your sister gave that to you, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We took Mike for him and my brother's birthday. We took them to Saber Forge in Portland. To physically go and design and build their own lightsabers.
Best day of my life.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What's that said back?
I'm going to call my sister up and find out what the fuck's going on here.
So my brother's sister is better than yours. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow, Connie, you got competition. Let's call it a day. You guys, what do you think?
Play the sad walking away song from The Incredible Hulk. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
All I remember walking away from troubles in my life. From I'm walking away.
Q, Family Guy. Play the sad walking away.
You used to have that clip all the time you'd play.
Yeah.
Not the sad walking
you played,
away.
You
son.
Played it before.
Yeah, no. You did play it before. I remember.
Yeah, the piano.
I listen. Instrumental piano. Who's saying instrumental piano?
Tree said that. It's an instrumental piano song from... The 1970s.
Well, either you had it on the soundboard or you played it off YouTube all the time back in the day, but you would play it.
Really?
Yeah.
He's getting older now. He's forgetting a lot.
Slowing down.
I don't know if he has the same old soundboard or something.
Customizes your car insurance. Yeah. So you only pay for what you
got.
You're welcome, Liberty.
There it is.
All right, everybody. The Right On Cue Show. Please absolutely sign off right now. We appreciate you. I just love how it's the cartoon in the real, real production of the film of the show. Anyway, all right, you guys. Appreciate you. Heading to D's. Join us if you'd like. We out.